Death of Abel, an Historical Landscape by Jean-Charles Joseph Raymond. The son of a family of printmakers, Raymond won the Grand Prix de Rome for landscape in 1821. From the 5 years he spent in Italy, the artist brought back rich visual material in the form of drawings and oil studies done in the countryside around Rome. It was this material which enhanced his later work. A successful painter, exhibiting 8 works at the 1827 Salon and awarded the Légion d'Honneur in 1834, Raymond worked to revive the genre of the heroic landscape with his immense canvases. He remained faithful to the teachings of the school, choosing a fine subject inspired by the Old Testament, a heroicized setting from nature, patiently reworked in the studio from a stock of drawings, and a style varying from the delicate to the vigorous, depending on the different areas of the painting. And yet he moved away from the tradition of heroic landscape inherited from Poussin, preferring a more dramatic and savage vision of nature, popularized in the 17th century by the Neapolitan Salvator Rosa and seen earlier in the work of Michelon. While in Italy, Raymond had shown his attraction to the sublime character of certain Italian scenery. This interest was deeply satisfied by a visit to Switzerland in 1835 to 1837, from which the artist brought back a number of Alpine motifs used to great effect in his large painting. Its gigantic format, its savage and intense inspiration, its theatricality, and of course the violent subject, quite unrelated to the scene, mark a definite break with the humanist and classical concepts embodied in the 17th century by Annibal Carracci and Poussin. Raymond can be considered the final representative of academic tradition, about to be overturned by the naturalist movement. One of its major figures would be Theodore Rousseau, a former pupil in Raymond's studio. With its dark and disturbed romanticism and its almost cinematographic quality, Raymond's work has every chance of captivating a new and contemporary public.